With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Senate left Washington last night for its month-long August recess without a deal to advance dozens of President Trump's nominees, calling it quits after days of contentious bipartisan negotiations. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Democratic efforts to stall the nominations are unprecedented.
Changing the rules as to cut down on debate and to force votes quicker, I think, is a way to address this lack of confirmations that's sensible, but that doesn't completely overhaul the Senate traditions and might not lead to a revolt among Republican senators as well.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. An independent watchdog agency responsible for enforcing a law against bipartisan political activity by federal employees has opened an investigation into Jack Smith. He's the Justice Department special counsel who brought two criminal cases against then-candidate Donald Trump before his election last year. Those who have student loans could be in for some tough times.
Millions of student borrowers could begin having their wages garnished this summer. That according to estimates from credit bureau TransUnion. The company predicts that by the end of August, roughly 3 million borrowers could move into default, meaning they're at least 270 days past due on payments. At that point, loan holders are at the risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government, with the money going toward the outstanding debt. There has been no clear indication of when wage garnishment will start, so borrowers beware. Ron Taylor reporting.
Warren Buffett's company reported less than half as much profit in the second quarter as it took a $3.76 billion write-down on the value of its stake in Kraft Heinz, as that iconic food producer considers largely undoing the merger that Berkshire Hathaway helped bankroll. This is SRN News. Italy's Constitutional Court has ruled that the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father, and therefore entitled to bonding time with the newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it doesn't recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. In May, the Italian court ruled that two women can register as parents of a child on a birth certificate, saying recognition of parental rights can't be restricted to the biological mother alone. Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance amongst Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest as religious faith in general declines across that country. This is SRN News. Beware of this energy drink.
Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than a half dozen states. High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety Packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Energy Drink. The company says the cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as Sparkling Blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe Energy Drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters, Washington.
At a summer camp in Fullerton, California, grandmas are in charge. Every week they teach a group of 8 to 14-year-olds how to cook a new dish and a handicraft such as sewing, embroidering, clay, jewelry, and card making. The camp designed to combat loneliness in older adults and give them an opportunity to share the wealth of life skills they have with the younger generation. This is SRN News.